Brewer, this is a right, it's Rav Sheshes. That even though when you take it away now, this Chatzis Zayis is going to help you, that tomorrow if you take away the next Chatzis Zayis, you won't have a shear. Still we say Yechayiv, still we say Yepoter. Because you go boss the way it is right now. What if not Poter? The Yafik Chatzis Zayis because I have some Achter. So what's the right, it's Rav Sheshes. So Drashi, the Yafik Chatzis Zayis Mikazayis. The Shakli Yepoter is sure that's a Choshev Zach. Lord it non potter, the Yafik Chatzis Zayis Mikazayis some Achter. The Yafa gave them Samson Lishir of Olav Milsi. Lo Yamrina Nahani, the Shokim Mene Purta Su Lek Lishiroi. We don't say the fact it took away a Chatzis Zayis now should help you that later, even though you left with the Kazayis, when you take away another part of that Kazayis, you'll be Tor. You don't say that, Smurim. Go Bosa right now. Right now, this Chatzis Zayis doesn't help you. So write to Rashashis. So the more Rab Nachman, name. Idi Vidi Chayiv. I tell you, in both cases, Taki Yichayiv. Even if you only carry out a Chatzis Zayis from a Kazayis from Achzor, even though you take away the Chatzis Zayis, still leaves the Shia Tumah, but that's a Choshev Vaitzor, because Gefort later, when you take away a little bit more, you won't have any Tumah there. I bought it non Potter, where's the case, the price of your Potter? The Yafin Chatzis Zayis in Mace Godel. In the case we have Mamash a whole Mace, and now you carry out a Chatzis Zayis. So this has no Chshivas at all. It itself is nothing, it's not Matamayu. I have taken away Tumah, that's not called taking away Tumah. Because since you're starting out with a Mei Sholem, a Chatzis Zayis means nothing. When here we don't say the Svara, you take away 1,000 Chatzis Zayis, maybe you get somewhere. That's not a Svara. So mainly here Rav Nachman's Moedi Yechayim. Here he's masking Yepotim. Benachlam, in the case we only have a Kazayis, Sumachzah, so by taking away a Chatzis Zayis now, that has some Cheshivas to it. Just like it says before, if you have three hairs of Simoni Tumeya, and you take away one hair, you also chayiv. Because taking away one from three helps you, so when you take away one more hair, you'll be over the Aver. So right now it's also called you do the Aver. So the Mishnah. Hanoitel Tziponov Zu Bezu. You take off your nails. You pick off your nails on Shabbos. Zu Bezu means one nail. I mean, you just pick them off with your nails. You pick off nails with nails. Oy Bishina, or else you bite off your nails on Shabbos. The chain tsara, same thing, pulling out your hair. Either you pull it out with your hands, or else you, with your teeth. I don't know, teeth, you have long hair, it says you pull out your teeth. Actually, from your hands, it means you bite out your hair. What? Well, that's the next case. The tsara posha means your hair, posha in your head. The chain tsvama, that's the yayimashdish. That's okay. The chain zikna, the same thing you have here is kona, you have your beard. The chain hagadela, same thing with Isha braids the hair on Shabbos, she's chayat. V'chein ha-kechilis, so she puts on makeup, she puts up paint on her face, she's chayiv. V'chein ha-pakestis, we'll soon see it. Rashi says, Rashi, V'chein saroi, toilis saroi shebiyodim. He pulls off his hair with his hands. It could be Rashi's not girl, like, he doesn't mean hair with the teeth. Don't even use your hands. V'chein ha-gadelis saroi, she braids the hair. V'chein ha-kechilis enhil, she paints her eyes. V'chein ha-pakestis, yesh m'rabois v'loimrim, misakenes sairum, v'misarim. Shilama just combs the hair with a brush. Oy biyadayim. V'yesh, Rashi doesn't like this pshat. V'yesh meforshim do tocho kimin betzak apanim. She puts a type of dough on top of her face. U'gishenoit lo matim abosim. When she takes it off, it makes her face look red, like a type of a makeup. So that's awesome. We'll see in the Gemara what the issue is. Reina pakestas, putting some type of makeup on the face. Is Reb Lezim mechayiv. In all these cases, Reb Lezim holds yichayiv. So Rashi Reb Lezim mechayiv bekulam. As he doesn't know this called the shinui. He doesn't know picking off your nails with just pulling off with your hands or biting your nails according to him, that's called urchei. That's not called the maisa mishuni yichayiv. Mashenke mechomim oitzkwe mishum shvus. Mechomim say midiraitzi muta because of the maisa mishuno. That's not the way to cut off your nails. Cut off your nails with the scissors. Biting your nails, you pot according to mechomim. That's called the maisa mishuno. But midirabonim, that was still awesome. Rashi mechomim oitzkwe mishum shvus. The time of the rabbelez mechosh bigmor mishumai mechayiv. The Maromer Reb Lezer, machlekes about taking off your nails or pulling off your hair, it's only machlekes biyad. You pull off your nails with your hands. Avo bekli chayiv, but if you use the scissors, according to everybody, you chayiv. The Maromer Pshita, zu vizu tanan. The Mishnah says, klo, where's the machlekes when you use your fingers to pull off your nails? Mashma with the scissors, you chayiv. Mal de tamo. Rabbonah bekli nami potter. Maybe no. The Rabbonah say even bekli you potter for cutting off your nails or pulling off your hair. That's what the Mishnah says, just pulling off your nails with your fingers, is Odicha Koycha the Reb Lezer. That maybe according to Reb Lezer is telling me Yechayiv, but maybe according to Rabbona and Echlam, you potter even with the scissors. Kamash Mullah, no, that everybody holds with the scissors Yechayiv. V'yomer Reb Lozer machlokes latzmus. It's only machlokes if you're cutting off the nails for yourself. But if you're biting off your chavis nails, you're not biting off your own nails. You have your chavis hand and you're biting off his nails. Divrei hakapotim. Then even Reb Lozer's masking your potter. That's called the ma'aseh mishuna. Maybe it's a derech for you to bite your own nails, but it's not a derech to bite somebody else's nails. But the more pshitim, see, pornof tanan, the Mishnah says only if you bite your own nails are you chayim. Mal de tem Reb Lozer, l'chaveirun ani mechayim. Doesn't even your friend's nails also you chayim. V'adik toni tipornov. That it says tipornov your nails, l'odich kayach the rabbonim. The Talmud Yechidish, even though you're biting your own nails, still the rabbonim. Pati you, kamashma no. That when you bite somebody else's nails, according to everybody, you put there's no issue with your eyes. So only machloik is biting your own nails. So in Santas, for Tosis learns here, Abba B'kli Divri HaKochai. Well, if you cut your nails, the Mora says, according to everybody, you chai. What's the issue of cutting your nails? The Chura Al-Gaziza, you're cutting. So Tosis, though, Tosis is Chiddish. Hainu Kreb Yehuda. Tosis only goes according to Yehuda, the Mechai Melocha Shetrich Lagufa. So Tosis asks the Kash the Chura, when you cut your nails, or you cut your hair, that's called the Melocha Shetrich Lagufa. Because do you need the nails that you cut off? No. What's the Melechas Goizis in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, Goizis is used to shear off the wool off the animal. So when they cut off the wool, it was the purpose of using the wool. Here, when you cut off your hair, you don't want the hair you cut off. You just want that you should look nice. Or you cut off your nails. You don't want the nails that came off. You just want your hair to look nice. So that's called the Melechas Shen Tzirich L'Gufa. So according to Tosis, Midiraisa, there will be Mutter, because we hold like Reb Shimon. But you do with the other Lalach, I think we pass my Tosis. We hold in the reverse of the Svarim that even according to Reb Shimon, you'll be chayiv here. Because the Chiddush says the Melechas Goizeis is not Shom the fact you want to use the wool. The pshat is you want to make the behemoth look nice also. Like before, when you cut your nails off, it's called the Melechas Tzirich L'Gufa because you want yourself to look nice. Or when you cut your hair, you want yourself to look nice. So it's called the Melechas, you need this Melechas. You're doing this Melechas for your own purpose, that you should look nice. That's also called the Melechas Tzirich L'Gufa. That's what I like it, so you be chayim in the rice or not. The only chap not mina, this is cutting off your nails, I'm also shy about an isha that has to be tailable in the mikvah, and she has to go to the mikvah Friday night, and she forgot to cut her nails before Shabbos. So shalom, what should you do? Metchilu, they're supposed to cut the nails before they go to the mikvah. So Maisa Mishnah brings down the 8 shiris to tell a goy to come and bite off her nails. About the goy bites off her nails, the yachas is called the Maisa Mishunam, it's a shvus to shvus, the mocking mitzvah could be mutter. So then he says that if you can't find the goy, then the 8 shiris that they should go the way they are with the nails, they should just make sure the nails are clean. But Metchilu, the 8 shiris to get a goy to bite off her nails. That why it's a shvus to shvus, a yal gemara. The bite of somebody else's nails only with the rabbonim. And the cloud cutting off nails, biting is only the rabbonim. So shvus to shvus we mutter. Right. Bechein tzari. Same thing, if you pull off your hair, also it's machlokes if you chayiv or not. Tona. Hanoitel mole piyazuk chayiv. If you use a scissors though, you chayiv. How much hair do you have to cut off to be chayiv on Shabbos? Mole piyazuk. The opening of the scissors. The kama, like the pea, the opening, how much hair gets into the opening of the scissors, the pear? Moli piyazug, om Rav Yehuda, shtayim. Two hairs. You cut off two hairs on Shabbos, you chayim. For the more of a tanya, ula korcho, shtayim. The same writer says that on a mesh, you're not going to make yourself bald or could get angry, you pull out the hair. It says, what's called yisa? Two hairs. So it's mashm only for karachas, you chayim, but for Shabbos, a different shear. The more aim of a chayim le korcho. The same shear is by korcho. Zay for Shabbos, zay for korcho. If you pull out two hairs, you chayim, shtayim. Tanya nami hochi. Ha neito mola piyazug v'shabbos chayim. The kama mola piyazug, what's called the whole scissors full? Shtayim, two hairs. For Reb Lezer v'aymeh achas. Reb Lezer says the Chiddush, even pulling out one hair, you also chayim midiraisa. But about it's only a shalom midiraisa. But about it midirabonim pulling out one hair, or it could even be, it's called the chatishir. Havali, now let it pull out the kavon even one here, or cut one here, because that's called the chatishir, that's also awesome. Amara moider chom Reb Lezer, v'malakit levonis mitech shcheris. Guy has much like a beard, or even here, you have some white hairs growing, and you want to pull out just the white hair, because you don't look nice. So mela, that's awesome. Shafilu achas chayim. Why? Because that's called the chashir v'zach. As well, you have to pull off two hairs, that's called chashir. But if the reason you're pulling out this one hair, because you don't want the white hair to be there, for that you chayim midirais even with one hair. So the more of a dove is there after chiloser. Even in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to pull out the white hairs from your beard. Why? Mishum shenema, the pasuk says, lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man shouldn't do a mice of an isha. It's a mice of an isha to make yourself look nice.
A man's not supposed to care about it. So a man shouldn't come and pull out his white hair. Rashi, Achas chayim shabachasu makbich lo yeh nirah kezokin. When you have white hair, even one hair is choshev. You don't want to look like an old person. Similar to Isha, in this you can't even do in the middle of the weekday. The Drashi v'derech hanoshim ladies lahakbid al kach ules nois. The derech for Isha to want to make herself look nice. So she'll have a white hair, she'll pull it out. Therefore, men shouldn't do it. Right? Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. See, Poirin, cutting off nails. Sagav, the Mishnah Berurah is Mesupik. What's the shear of cutting off a nail? How much of a nail do you have to cut off on Shabbos? So, come out any choshev shear that you mark, but cutting off the nails, that would be called a choshev shear. Even one nail, you'd be chayiv for on Shabbos. You use the scissors to cut off one nail. Here the shalom is now. Elazar Mitzi, Poirin, Shapir's Rubai. You have a nail, that roll with the nail is off already. Or else, Vetzitin, Sheposh Rubin. That's a piece of skin around the nail. Amolos, you have pieces of skin here. They're a long piece. And roll of it came off already. What's the halacha on Shabbos? You pull off the last part of it or not? Rubin, Tzitzit, Fish, Rubin. Is Biyad Mutter. You want to do it with your hand? He holds it's Mutter. The Kli Chai. But to do it with a Kli, then it'll be awesome. Kli Chai, Chai, Chatis. Hemashmi holds, even though roll of it came off, still it's Shaykh and Issa Deraisa. So to use the scissors is also, but to use your hand, since it's a Maestro Mishun, it's Mutter. For the Gemara's Kirabi Yemes, a Miyika Mida, to the Kli Chayv Chattis. If you use the scissors, you're saying this nail, even the row of it is off already, it's considered attached, and you're doing a Melacha Deraisum, or Biyad Mutlach Atchila. How could that be by pulling it off with your hand, it'll be Mutlach Atchila? I'll go put him with Rabbon Nishublai Bosom. But the Mahalkit come, this is what he meant to say. Pir Shur Rubim, if row with the nail came off already, Biyad Mutter. It's Mutter to pull it off now with your hand. The Kli Potter, even if you use the scissors, it's only, it's Potter Midiraisa, Avalosa Midirabonim. Now, since roll with the nail came off, we look as if Midiraisa, the nail is detached already. The nail is off. So Midiraisa, it's not called a Melech Gziza. As if you use the scissors, to Abonim made Gzerim. Lashenken, use your hand, the Maisa Mishunah, to Abonim weren't going with Mutter Mechila. Mara Loi Pish Ruben, but let's say the roll with it did not come off yet. Then, biyad, potter rabbalosa. If you use your hands to pull off the nail, it's awesome the rabbonim. The kli chayv chattis. If you use the scissors, it's chayv chattis. Omri have you the loch of Shimon ben Elazar. Stak like Shimon ben Elazar says, that if roll with the nail came off already, then you're allowed to pull it off with your hand. But we'll soon see the mice with a home like this. Omri rabbi 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 yechinin. For who, shepir shokape malo, when do we say if roll with it came off already, that it's mutterm, if the roll that came off is kape malo? Now, it's machlokes, what does kapi mala mean? One sheet there is, kapi mala means the tip of the nail, and one sheet there means the bottom part of the nail. So, vaita umitzerosai oisai. And also, it has to be only a hetter where you have tsar from it. The way the nail is right now, it's mitzar you. So, mokim tsar, they want to tell you how to pull it off. But you only have a hetter where a row of it is kapi mala. So, lamaisa locha, we don't know exactly what's called as kapi mala. That two pshot to me, like Faith says, kapi mala. Pirish Bakuntrias Keneged Rashi at Spice at the top of it. Shein Lamalakish Magdi Yodi. When you pick up the enemy, it's the top of the nail. Now, they are time of first for catch. A Kalfi Goof, Kore Kalfi Mala. So, the lock is brought down since we don't know which side of the nail we're talking about, we should be machma in both cases. That even though a row of the nail came off, still you shouldn't pull it off on Shabbos. Right? Vichain Hagadelis. Who are then if you, Anisha braids are here. The Demora Goidelis, Koicheles, Upoikesis. Mishama Mechaiva. What's the pshat when we have Leslie's Mechaiva Nisha that braids her hair? Or else she puts dye on her, she dyes her eyes? Or else Pakesis, she puts this type of a, like Rashi said, some type of dough on her face to make her face look red. What's the Yisimini Raisa? Omer Rababin, Omer Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Chanina. Goideles, Mishama Regis. If she braids her hair, that's Nisa Riga. It's called Irik. Koicheles, if she dyes her eyes, Mishum Koisevis. That's like writing, it's called Iksiva. So Rashi says, what's the ksivia? Mishum koisevis? Shemalicha mikhil sadavayim. She puts the eye paint like around her eyes. Ka'odam ha'mola kumis sadavayis. Like you have a nice and aleph, and you take the pen, the cipher, and he writes around the aleph. It's called koisevis. We'll soon see, we'll shrug this up. Vaitam, poikestes, what's wrong with putting this type of dough on the face? It's mishum tovi. It's a type of weaving. Not weave. Tovi means you're making it one long thread. So drashi shemasakenes sairum beinatz boisel or poishdosa kishinichrach. Either what when she makes her hair, she like stretching out the hair in one long string. Vloshna shein yoisem oisem betzer kiminchut. For the second Pshan Rashi, that she's putting dough on her face, that means she takes the dough and pulls it out to one long string. That's the Melechas Tavi. Tavi means you take wool and like stretch it out to make long threads out of the wool. That's the Melechas Tavi. So that's the Hazmin is called Tavi. For the Gemara, Amar Rabbanu Kaima the Rabbi Avuah. The Chiderech Ariga Bekach, is that the Melechas Ariga? Ariga means you're weaving a beged, not weaving hair on your head. The Chiderech Siva Bekach, is that the way you write? With an eye paint, you paint your eye, that's not called Siva. The Chiderech Tzviya Bekach, is that the way you totally make a thread? You're not making threads here. She's like stretching out her hair, or else she's putting this betzeg, this dough on her face. You're stretching out dough, you're not making a totally. So that can't be the Yisra. Elu Amar Rav Huwa Ladin Mefarshu Leim Minayit Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. What are the Yisurim according to Rav Leza Koicheles? If she puts eye paint on her eyes, Mishum Tzivah. There's Nisra Tzviya. She's dyeing herself on Shabbos, putting dye on the goof, is also according to Rav Leza Midiraisa. Vaita Gredelis Upoi Keses Mishum Boina. As she fixes up her hair, she braids her hair, she's Chai Mishum Boina. It's a Nisra Binyan. For the Gemara, the Chiderech Binyan Mekach, like what kind of binyan is this? Who are you building? Now you're building an Isha, she braids the hair, what kind of binyan is this? So the Gemara in, yes, true. Kedidoresh Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Menasya. The Pasuk says, Vayivin Hashem Elokim Es HaTzela. Kodesh Baruch Hu by Adam and Chava, he took out the Tzela from Adam and he created Chava. Melamed, what does it mean, Tzela? Sheakilo HaKodesh Baruch Hu LeChava. Before HaKodesh Baruch Hu brought Chava to Adam, he first braided her hair. Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu Chava, Kodesh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair. Ve'aviyu etza Adam, and then he brought it to Adam. That's called Lashon Vayivan Hashem built. Shekain v'karche yom in the sea, in the other side of the ocean, Kuril nekliyasa benisa. They call braiding the hair binyan. So it's a type of a binyan. If you braid the hair, that's called a binyan. So it's a shalom nirshenim here, but it means an isa diraisa. A poshet smachta only a smachta only awesome of the rabbonim. I think some say it's like an Issa Deraisa. The Pasuk is Megalo, that's also called the Binyan, Mamish braiding the hair. Right, Tanya. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Goideles, Koicheles, Upoikestas liatzmo, Petura. If she does it for herself, she's Potter. Lechaverta Chayevis. If she does it for Chaverta, she's Chayev. So Drashi Latzmo, Petura. Shein Yechoylo, Livnois Yofa. She braids her own hair, she can't do such a good job, she can't braid it well, so she's put that's not exactly like a mishmaisa mishunim. The enderech binyan el isha lechaverta, shiroya v'yoysa. The enderech binyan here is you braid somebody else's hair. But to do yourself, it's us. To do yourself, it's mutter. So all these three things, he says, kudelos kecheles opakestes liatzma p'tura, lechaverta chayevis. V'cheinu ayir Rav Shimon ben Elazar v'ayim emishum Rav Elazar. Isha loitavir sorek al poneo. Anisha should not put red dye on her face, red makeup. She's dyeing her face. Rashi the chain here. Rashi says milsach riti the Shabbos the Isuri. Saying another halacham, but also again to Shabbos. Sirak to Rashi tzva edom. So take some type of red dye. Who? Habo bikanim. It comes in reeds, and you put it on Anisha's face. That's also because there's nisat tzviya on Shabbos. Tana rabbanim. Ha choylev. Somebody milks a cow on Shabbos. Via mechabitz, Rashi mechabitz means ha maimid ha chola bekeva. You want to start to make the cheese, so you take the milk and put it in the keva. Keva is the stomach of an animal that they make cheese in. That let the milk stay in the keva, and from that it curls up to come into shows up into the cheese. Linius Rashi mechabitz means oisik min kli gami v'naisna kof b'teichoi min cholish and nesuv noitzum losing. On type you put the milk in a form where it will become into cheese. Vaita v'hamagabein. Some says namish means the cheese itself. I shouldn't say this. The magabein says that means making the cheese. Kegregris. If you make a kegregris, you chayiv. Who aden hamechabed? Somebody cleans his house. Rashi mechabed es habayis. We have marbits. Marbits is Rashi b'mayim. Laharbits es ha'ovok shloyala. You have dust coming up in your house when you're sweeping the floor. So you want to put water all around the house to keep the dust down. That's also. We'll soon see the mice if it's mutter. We have roide chalas devash. And somebody pulls off the chalas devash. You have the honey coming out of the beehives. If you pull off a beehive on Shabbos, is shogad v'shabbos chayet chattis. If you do it on Shabbos, mamash osim b'diraisa and b'shoygid d'chayiv chatas. Hezid b'yomtiv, you do it b'mezid on yomtiv, you should not like aboyim. Divrei Reb Lezer. Lezer says this is mamash nisim b'diraisa, he get malchus on Shabbos. Rashi chayiv chatas kam meforish time of the roida chalak davash. What's the yisurim here? So if you pull off a beehive, is chayiv mishum telish. It's an issue the rice of telish. Rashi mechabitz is chayiv mishum borer. Putting the milk into the cave, it's like separating it. Like you make the milk go downwards and the water goes upwards. It's a type of borer separating the milk itself. If you sweep and water the floor, it's an issue binyan. We'll soon see in the Gemara's times, they didn't have a straight floor. It was like on the dirt. So we're afraid while you're sweeping the floor, you may be mishav yagumas. You have holes in the floor, and while you're sweeping it, you'll straighten out the hole. So that's an issue binyan. Hashem will say, Bizman is there, about all our floors don't have holes. Like we live in a house already, we have carpet, or we have floors that does not shchiach gumas. So therefore, the mice that's mutas to sweep your floor on Shabbos. Because you don't have the gzerim mishamash for gumas. It's only when it's shchiach, you have holes in the floor, then when you sweep it, you may fill up the hole, that's an gzerim. But where there's no holes at all, it's mutter. V'chom maimrim, echot ze, v'yechot ze, enu el mishim shvus. Chom se no, all these surim honim v'rabonim. Shrashi echot ze, echot ze, echot shams, v'yechot yomtev, mishim shvus. Shrashi dilma, ki konis lei, mismalon hagumus. So when you sweep the floor, it's a shvus, maybe, by sweeping the floor, you can fill up the hole in the floor. Sheba bayis malei, and v'evi binyin. So it's only yosim v'rabonim. We have nachum bagru yek loyle nadoi. He went into nadoi. Boy mina, he has to shallow there. What's the yisa if it's awesome the raisa to milk a cow on Shabbos? Is there any yisa of chaylev? Omalu mishum chaylev. You should know yichay mishum chaylev. He asked him what's the yisa. He told him mishum chaylev. Mechabitz mishum amachayiv. And mechabitz means if you make the cheese, what's the yisa? He told him omalu mishum mechabitz. Mechabitz means separating the milk. That's mechabin. You're separating the milk from the good milk and the bad milk that you can make, start making the cheese. Magvin. He learns here, Magvan, the side, he says, he means, Pirish ha-makfe gevina, or mekavitz psisei ha-chelev lo-isam charitz, shal gevina. In case we have the cheese already, and it came holy, and you want to fill up the cheese, fill up the holes in the cheese, it's such a malach of making cheese. What are you chayiv for? Mishumah mechayiv? Omalo mishumagvin, yichayiv mishumagvin. Omalei, they told him back, Rabcha koto kone biyag mehevi. Like, it's not a joke. Like, the rabbi that taught you, he's a guy that used to pick off a reeds, off the yagm, off the swamps. Like, what are you telling us? We're asking, what yichayiv? You're telling us yichayiv mishum zeh. What kind of teretz is that? Rashi koto konev yagma, choytech kanem in agam hu. Means hu lo yod lafarsh mishnah. The rabbi was busy cutting off reeds. He doesn't know how to mefarsh the mishnah. He's not saying anything. So he answered him back, hu asa, he went to the base of Medjin near the Sharla. What's the Easter of milking or making cheese? Omru lei. Chaylev, if you milk a cow, chayim mishum mefarik. The Easter of the rice is mefarik. So Drashi, what's mefarik here? Kamoi mefarik ma'soi, sheperik oichel mimokim shenetchas seboi. This was Rashi's shita before. Mefarik means if you have a bunch, before we had Rashi, a bunch of dates together, and you pull off one date, it's called mefarik. You're like taking off the masi from a big bundle. Here also, all the milk is bundled up together by pulling out the milk. That's called to be mefarik, this milk, out of the yodis. Then we told the dash. It's a told of dash. This the yamri told of the kaitzer. It's a told of kaitzer. It's rachi v'lohi. It's lad mechubi. There's no mechubi. The milk is not mechubi l'karkam. El apokit v'yokit. It's attached into the yodim. The koi betini hadad. Yeah, ketfuas v'kasher. It's like inside the dad of the animal, just like the wheat is inside the kasher, inside a chair. And therefore, Lashon Mefarik Nami Lashach Lameimer El Lashon Teilish. It shouldn't be some Mefarik El Lashon Teilish. Rashi does Mishum Mefarik. Just like you take and Mefarik is Mishum Dash. You take the Tfuah, and you chop the Tfuah, you're getting the shaft off the wheat to get the pure wheat. Here also, you're pulling out the milk out of the udders where it was in before. This is Mishum Mefarik. Mechabitz, about making this milk, you're putting the milk in the kever, in the stomach to make the cheese. Chai Mishum Burr. You have to separate the milk. Not all the milk is right to make cheese. So when you put it into the keva, the good milk, I think, comes to the bottom, and the milk, like the water, comes up, that you throw away. So that's a maisa burger. Megavin, what's the issue of making this cheese? We have the holes in the cheese, and you're filling up the holes. It's chayim mishum boina. It's called a binyan. It's the sound, I ain't binyan boichlin. Why is this called the chashiv malacha? Making the cheese. Not sure if it's the rice or only with the rabbonim. He said before, if you sweep your house on Shabbos, or else you put the water, it's also the same gzera. By putting the water, you're going to make the dust go down and fill up the holes. That's an isabinyan. Who are then beray the chalvash? You pull off a beehive on Shabbos, is shogah for Shabbos chayav chatas. He's the beyond the like of a boy. Divrei Reb Lezer. Lez all is an isur derives to pulling off a beehive. Omri Reb Lezer, my time with Reb Lezer. Like what's the issue of pulling off a beehive? Who says a beehive? Like he's pulling off the honey from the beehive. Where do you see it's called the plisha of taking the honey out of the beehive? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, "Vayit poloisa biyaras advash." He has tovel it in the forest of honey. V'chimainyan yaretz advash. What does honey got to do with the forest? El leimuloch ma ya, just like in the forest. Hatelish b'menu b'shavas chayiv chatis. If you pull off trees out of the forest, you chayiv chatis. Is af chalas devash? Shua din, you take out the honey bee, the honey hives in the beehive. Is a roi man of Shabbos chayav chatas. Even though you're not pulling off the beehive off the tree, you're just taking the honey out of it. It's considered like in the honey is like in the forest, and pulling out the honey has an isser redia. It's also called talish. It's also shalom. It's derived to with the rabbanim. It's not smart to say it's also with the rabbanim. Ameimar shori zilcha. Ameimar was shori zilcha. The mechuzah. As he was matter zilcha pashmista, when you sweep to put the water. Shrashi zilcha the rabbi sabayis. He was matter ready to sweep the floor on Shabbos. I gets dusty. You could sprinkle water on your floor. So Shrashi veritzpa savonim hoisa becholir. That's the heter. And since the mechuzah, all the city, the whole city had stony floor. It wasn't dirt. So there's no gzeir mishum ashva guma. Omar, time of my Yom Rabbanu. Why did the Rabbanu ask not to sweep the floor on Shabbos? Do mos lashvuyah gumas. Maybe the regular dirt floor, there's going to be a hole there. And by you sweeping the dirt now, you're going to fill up the hole. That's only shayach on the dirt floor. Abhachu leka gumas. Here in Mechuzah, all the floors are made out of stones. There's no gumas there, it's muta. That's the of his man is there. We don't have any more dirt floors. There's no more gumas in our floor. It's muta to sweep the floor on Shabbos. Rava toysfu ashechel ravina. The comet starim mehavlu. It was very hot day outside. It was too very hot. Shrashi shoya avik oila umar behevel. The dust was coming up in the house. And it was very very hot. The amri lo mark shisha abreid the rova. Ashechel ravashi found ravashi. The comet starim mehavlu. It was inside the house and the dust was coming up. It was almost very hot there. Omaleis he told him leisavu lomar lohod etanya. Don't you all like learn the brayta? Haroitza l'rabbi says beisav shabbos. If you want to like sprinkle your house with water on Shabbos that the dust should not come up and bother you, is the Eitz Azoi. Maybe Areva Malaya Mayim. Bring a bucket full of water. Vareches Pana Bazov Yizu. Wash your face in this corner. Either water will fall onto the floor. Like you're not Mechavin, it's not Nikra Sabonim Denasi you. He's here to really spritz the water on the floor. There's no real Isser. It's only Yosem of the Rabbonim. Maybe you'll come the day Ashwiya Gumas. This is an Eitz Rabbonim Denasi you in this Eifen. Where you're just washing your face. And by Agav, the water falls on the floor, that's mutter. Then go in the other corner. Bezov Yezu. Bezov Yezu. Ragla Bezov Yezu. And then wash your feet in the other corner. Venimsa Bayis Misrabit. Yamelud. You have such a head like that. About even the Gemara's times when they had dirty dirt floor, it was only Yosem the Rabbanon and Xera. Maybe you may ask for Gumais. So when you do the knife, it's not Nikr, it's mutter. Oh, Malay, you're right. Lava that toy. I didn't realize this. Trash and Lava that toy. Lo Yisi Zocher. The voice appears to us surely. It's too pshotim. Either he dings the chon heter, or else he's talking mask. I didn't hear this heter. Tana, isha chachoma, a smart lady, my betes based on Shabbos. She has a hechatim, so had a water like a floor on Shabbos like we just had. Shrash, isha chachoma, isha tam chochem, my bas tam chochem, shishama meyavia. A vetzes beiser, a chetzes kitunias b'zav yizu, the koyses b'zav yizu, like we said before. Let her wash the glasses in one corner, and she washes the dishes in the other corner. She has a chetim, so there'll be water on the floor. The more of a idna, though, the svilon kem shimin, shari afilu chetchila. But haint that we hold like kem shimin, it's a mlocha shen tzrich legufa, or else the dove shen in miskavin, it's a mutum chetchila. The rashi kem shimin, the dove shen in miskavin, mutum. Mele via marbitz. If you sprinkle the water on the floor, ainam mischaven lahadbik off of the guma. You're not mechaven now when the water comes down to the dust. It should like make the dust into a stickle of mud and fill up the hole. For lahashros abayis elishloyal of it. Your kavon is by spritzing the floor that the dust should not come up. So melech mamish a push the ainam mischaven and it's not a psik ratio. So vado it's mutter. So melech even in a case where you do have gumais. It'd be mutter bezman is there because you're not mechav on the shame is there. Abi, it's not a psikreisha b'mutter. So we have dust coming up. Avadi will not pull the water. So b'zman is that mutter mishmei tamim. B'zman is that mutter because we don't have any gumas on the floor. But even b'zman agmer when you had gumas, just switching the water since it's a dove a shayne meskavin, it's not a psikreisha that'll blame mutter.